The Angelus, Jean-François Millet's timeless prayer that captivated Salvador Dali. Few paintings have touched people's hearts as deeply as Jean-François Millet's The Angelus. Alongside The Gleaners, it remains one of Millet's most beloved masterpieces. At first glance, the painting appears remarkably simple. Two farmers pause their work in a potato field at sunset to bow their heads in prayer. Yet, behind this quiet moment lies an emotional depth that has fascinated viewers for more than 150 years. The warm glow of the evening sky fills the landscape with peace. Standing in the vast field, the two humble figures seem almost small compared to nature. But their silent devotion gives them an extraordinary presence. Looking at the painting feels less like viewing a work of art and more like watching the unforgettable final scene of a moving film. Without a single word, the painting tells a powerful human story of gratitude, hope, and perseverance. Millet's search for peace. When Millet painted The Angelus in 1857, he had already experienced many hardships. Unable to adapt to life in Paris, he struggled to make a living by painting portraits and genre scenes, many of which were misunderstood by critics. Personal tragedies, including the loss of his frail wife and repeated rejections from the Paris Salon, weighed heavily on him. Seeking a new beginning, Millet moved to the small village of Barbizon in northern France. There, he finally found a place where he could truly belong. Surrounded by nature and working alongside farmers, he discovered renewed purpose both as an artist and as a human being. This period became the most productive chapter of his career. It was during these years that he created masterpieces such as The Gleaners and The Angelus. Because Millet himself understood the hardships and dignity of rural life, his paintings never romanticized farmers. Instead, they honored their strength, humility, and deep connection with the land. The strength hidden in simplicity. One remarkable aspect of The Angelus is how little attention Millet gives to the individual identities of the two figures. Their faces remain indistinct, allowing viewers to focus instead on the universal act of prayer. The couple may appear quiet and ordinary, but they possess the strength of ancient trees firmly rooted in the earth. Their bowed heads express gratitude rather than weakness. Their silence invites us to pause, forget the rush of everyday life, and reflect on what truly matters. The balanced composition, with its broad horizon stretching across the canvas, reinforces this feeling. The land itself seems alive, supporting both the farmers and the peaceful rhythm of their lives. The painting that haunted Salvador Dali. More than half a century later, another artistic genius became completely captivated by Millet's masterpiece. Along with The Melting Watch, one of the most persistent obsessive images in Salvador Dali's works is undoubtedly The Angelus of Jean-François Millet, painter of the peasant world. Like Vincent van Gogh before him, Salvador Dali found himself irresistibly drawn to The Angelus. While most people saw a peaceful prayer, Dali sensed something far more mysterious hidden beneath the calm surface. He became so fascinated that he wrote an entire book, The Tragic Myth of The Angelus of Millet, arguing that the painting contained a deep feeling of anguish rather than serenity. Years later, scientific examination produced a surprising discovery. Confirming Dali's own interpretation of the picture, an X-ray examination of Millet's canvas has revealed a geometrical shape between the two figures, the coffin of their dead child. According to researchers, Millet had originally painted a small coffin between the couple before later painting over it, possibly to make the work more appealing to buyers. Whether this hidden image changes the meaning of the painting remains open to interpretation, but it certainly explains why Dali sensed an unusual emotional tension within the composition. An obsession that lasted a lifetime. Dali's fascination began in childhood. He believed the painting resembled two cypress trees standing outside his classroom, and later claimed to see the figures everywhere. In cherries, in stones on a beach, and in countless everyday objects. These recurring visions eventually inspired one of his own surrealist works, the architectonic Angelus of Millet. For Dali, the painting became much more than a famous masterpiece. It evolved into one of the central myths of his imagination. A masterpiece that speaks to every generation. Whether we see the Angelus as a peaceful expression of gratitude or as a hidden tragedy, its emotional power remains unchanged. Millet transformed an ordinary moment into something timeless. Two anonymous farmers, standing silently in a field, continue to remind us that dignity, faith, and hope often reveal themselves in life's quietest moments.